the issue around constructing in areas designated potable water catchments is a difficult one. It does require a whole of government approach, that is planning, environment, health, water, a range of areas to come together to find a solution. The government's in the process of doing that, and I am confident that a solution can be found.
The residents up around Castlemaine say you haven't responded to the concerns they've expressed. I take it you haven't written directly back to them?
It is a long and difficult issue to resolve. I can't give a guarantee that it will be resolved quickly. We have to get this right. We are dealing with potable water catchments. It is an issue that will resolve a whole-of-government approach, that is health, environment, water, planning. We will find a solution. It will take time, but the government will do a proper job of it.
But what about the people in the meantime? What are they meant to do? And should you be doing more to keep in touch with them?
Look, I do sympathise with a range of people who are caught up in this issue. I've had a number of public meetings with people in relation to this issue, particularly around Mansfield and the Eildon area. It is one that is complex. It is one that does need to be solved, but it is one that can't be solved quickly. There is no quick fix. We are doing all we can, as quickly as we can. I'd feel for the people who are caught in this situation. It's not a situation of their making, nor the government's, but it is one that we'll solve together.
And what is the solution? Is it a matter of just drafting new laws, or is it more complicated than that?
It is complex because it requires planning changes that don't compromise water security, health concerns and a range of environmental concerns. So it is a complex issue to solve, but it's one I believe can be solved, and it's one that we've been working for around 8 or 9 months to find a proper solution. It is complex, but as I said, it is one I believe we'll solve.
So you think people will be able to subdivide in these areas again in the future?
I think there'll be a common sense set of principles put down around land in relation to septics, sewage treatment, what that land can be used for in the future. And there will be instances where people who currently have a restriction on their land will be able to subdivide. I can't give a guarantee as to every single land that is caught in the regime. That is what we are working on at the moment. And that's one of the solutions that will take some time.